Hello everybody, welcome to Osho Radio. The discourse of today is from the Book of Wisdom, Volume 2, Number 9, from a chapter that is called We Are Ancient Pilgrims. Today it is about freedom. Man's greatest longing is for freedom. There's different kinds of freedom, and actually different way to go about it. You can react out of the past, you are a reactionary, you want to be free from something or from some system. Also, you can fight for freedom and think only about the future. You might even be a revolutionary. But all this, says Osho, is not real freedom. Freedom is just simply freedom as it is. Then you become a rebel. At the most, freedom is connected with love. Without love, there is no freedom possible. And without freedom, love cannot stay alive.
When are you away? I know you away, ho, 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 nea. Away, nea, away, ho, I know you away, nea. How we, how we, nea, guy, now we are here. When are you away? I know you away, ho, 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 nea. Away, nea, away, ho. I know you win it. How we need, guy, now we are here. You're away, nay, yo. Away, nay, yo. Away, nay, yo. I know you win it. Awi hawi ne gai na wi ahea. Wene yo ho wi hiyo, haine yo wi ho hawi hawi ne hea. Hawene ya hawe yo, haine yo yu wi ne, hawi hawi ne gai na wi ahea. Wene yo ho wi hiyo, haine yo wi ho hawi hawi ne hea. Hawene ya hawe yo, haine yo yu wi ne, hawi hawi ne gai na wi ahea. Yohawene yo, Yohawene yo, Yohawene yo. Hawene ya hawe yo, haine yo yo wene, hawi hawi ne gai na wi ahea. Wene yo hawe yo, haine yo we ho hawi hawi ne hea. Hawene ya hawe yo, haine yo yo wene, hawi hawi ne gai na wi ahea. Wene yo hawe yo, haine yo we ho hawi hawi ne hea. Hawene ya hawe yo, haine yo yo wene, hawi hawi ne gai na wi ahea. Yohawene yo, Yohawene yo, Yohawene yo. Hawene ya hawe yo, haine yo yo wene, hawi hawi ne gai na wi ahea. Yoho.
Man's greatest longing is for freedom. Man is a longing for freedom. Freedom is the very essential core of human consciousness. Love is its circumference, and freedom is its center. These two fulfilled, life has no regret. And they both are fulfilled together, never separately. People have tried to fulfill love without freedom. Then love brings more and more misery, more and more bondage. Then love is not what one has expected it to be. It turns out just the opposite. It shatters all hopes. It destroys all expectations. And life becomes a wasteland, a groping in darkness and never finding the door. Love without freedom naturally tends to be possessive. And the moment possessiveness enters in, you start creating bondage for others and bondage for yourself. Because you cannot possess somebody without being possessed by him. You cannot make somebody a slave without becoming a slave yourself. Whatsoever you do to others is done to you. This is the basic principle to be understood, that love without freedom never brings fulfillment. And there have been people who have tried the other extreme, freedom without love. These are the monks, the escapists, the people who renounce the world. Afraid of love. Afraid of love because it brings bondage. They renounce all the situations where love can flow, grow, can happen, is possible. They escape into loneliness. Their loneliness never becomes aloneness. It remains loneliness. And loneliness is a negative state. It is utterly empty. It is sad. One can be a solitary, but that does not bring solitude. Solitariness is just physical aloneness. Solitude is spiritual aloneness. If you are just lonely, and you will be if you have renounced the world, if you have escaped from the world out of fear, you will be lonely. The world will haunt you, and all kinds of desires will surround you. You will suffer millions of nightmares, because whatsoever you have renounced cannot be dropped so easily. Renunciation is repression and nothing else. And the more you repress a thing, the more you need to repress it. And the more you go on repressing it, the more powerful it becomes. It will erupt in your dreams. It will erupt in your hallucinations. People living in the monasteries start hallucinating. People going to the Himalayan caves sooner or later are no more in contact with reality. They start creating a reality of their own, a private reality, a fictitious reality. The Christian will talk to Christ in his lonely cave. He creates Christ just so that he can have somebody there, just so that he is not lonely. And many methods have been developed by these monks how to hallucinate. If you fast, hallucination becomes easier. The body becomes weaker. You start losing control over reality. The more the body is weak, the more is the possibility of hallucination. People in fever, illness, start hallucinating. The same rule. Torture the body, weaken the body, starve the body, and hallucinations will be easier. You can have Jesus Christ, or Krishna, or Gautam Buddha. Great company you can have, but it is all imagination. The Hindu will never see Christ, and the Christian will never see Krishna. You will see only whatsoever you believe in. You will see only whatsoever you create by your belief. It is a projection. It will be difficult to project it in the marketplace, because there will be so many people who will deny your projection. They will take you to the psychiatrist. They will think you have gone nuts. If you start talking to the Christ in the marketplace, you will end up in some hospital. But in the Himalayan cave, there is nobody else. You are free to create whatsoever you want to your heart's content. Loneliness is such a misery that one starts believing in one's own hallucinations to have company. But this is madness. On the one hand is the person, the worldly person, who has tried to find love without freedom and has failed. His life is nothing but a long, long slavery of many, many people, of many, many things. He is chained, body, mind, soul. He is not free to have even a slight movement. That is one failure. The majority of humanity is caught in that extreme. Few escape from the world, seeing the misery. They start searching the other extreme, freedom, moksha, nirvana. But they become neurotic, psychotic. They start living in their own dreams. Loneliness is so much that one has to create something to be with. Both these extreme efforts have failed. Hence, humanity stands on a crossroads. Where to go? The past has utterly failed. All the efforts that we have done in the past proved wrong, led to cul-de-sac. Now, where to go? What to do? Atisa has an important message to deliver to you. And that is the message of all the Buddhas, of all the enlightened people of the world. They say, love and freedom are not two separate things. You cannot choose. Either you will have to have both, or you will have to have dropped both. But you cannot choose, you cannot have one. Love is the circumference. Freedom is the center. One has to grow in such delicate balance where love and freedom can bloom together. And they can. Because in few rare individuals it has happened. And if it has happened to only a single individual in the whole history, it can happen to every human being. It is your potential, your birthright. Meditation is the balance. Meditation is the bird with two wings, freedom and love. My effort here in this Buddha field is to give you both the wings together. Be loving and be free. Be loving and be non-possessive. Be free, but don't become cold. Remain warm, warm with love. Your freedom and your love have to grow hand in hand, in deep embrace, in a kind of dance, helping each other. And then the total man is born, who lives in the world and is not of the world at all. Then the man is born in whom extremes meet and merge and become complementaries. Then the man is rich. Just to love without freedom is to be impoverished. Or just to be free without love is to live in loneliness, sadness, darkness. Freedom is needed for love to grow. Love is needed so that freedom can be nourished. My sannyasin has to remember constantly not to choose between these two. Both have to be absorbed together, digested together. Love has to become your circumference, your action, and freedom has to become your being, your center, your soul. The first sutra, you should find freedom by means of both examination and investigation. Freedom can be of three types. And those three types have to be understood well. The first is freedom from. The second is freedom for. And the third is just freedom, neither from nor far. The first freedom from is a reaction. It is past oriented. You are fighting against the past. You want to get rid of it. You are obsessed with it. Psychoanalysis tries to give you this freedom. Freedom from the past traumas, childhood wounds. Primal therapy is based basically on the past. You have to go backwards to free you from the past. You have to reach to the first primal scream. Then you will be free. So freedom means for primal therapy, for psychoanalysis, and for other therapies, that the past has to be dropped. You have to fight with it. You have to somehow manage disentangling yourself from the past. Then you will be free. As far as this freedom is concerned, Karl Marx and Sigmund Freud are not opposed to each other. They both agree. Karl Marx says one has to become free from the past. All past social structures, economic structures. His approach is political. Freud's approach is psychological. But both are rooted in the idea of freedom from. All political reforms are reactions. And when you react, you are never free. This has to be understood. It only gives you an appearance of freedom, but it is never true freedom. Out of reaction, total freedom is not possible. Out of reaction, true freedom is not possible. And total freedom only is true freedom. You can go against the past, but just in being against it, you are caught by it from the back door. That's why it has happened again and again, that with whomsoever you are fighting, you become like him. Choose your enemies very carefully, because you will be determined by them. Fighting with them, you will have to learn their strategies. Obviously, you will have to learn their tactics. You will have to learn their ways. Slowly, slowly, enemies become very alike, more alike than friends. It happened in Soviet Russia. When the revolution came and the communists changed the whole socialist structure, the Tsar was killed. A strange phenomenon came into existence. The people who had killed the Tsar turned out to be greater Tsars than Tsars themselves. Joseph Stalin proved to be far more terrible than Ivan the Terrible. Ivan is nothing compared to Joseph Stalin. And it is a natural phenomenon. I am not blaming Joseph Stalin at all. I can understand what really happened. If you fight with the Tsar, you have to learn his ways. And by the time you are the winner, you have learned the ways so skillfully, so efficiently, they have become your ways. You start practicing the same on your enemies. Every revolution, that's why, has failed. Persons change, but the structures remain the same. Because the idea of freedom from is basically wrong. The second idea is freedom far. It is future oriented. The first is political. The second is more poetic, visionary, utopian. Many people have tried that too. But that too is not possible. Because future oriented. You can't live in the present. You have to live in the present. You don't live in the past, you don't live in the future, you have to live in the present. Visionaries only imagine. Beautiful utopias they have imagined. But those utopias never become reality, cannot become reality. If you react to the past, you are determined by the past. If you forget the past and look at the future, you are still determined by the past, just you are not aware of it. Looking at the future, you dream beautiful dreams, but they can't change reality. The reality remains the same. Dreams are very ineffective, impotent. The first, freedom from, is a reaction. The second, freedom far, is revolution. The third, just freedom, is rebellion. It is present oriented. The first is political, the second is poetic. The third is mystic, religious. What do I mean when I say just freedom? Neither far nor against. no past, no future. Just being here now. Just living moment to moment, with no ideology, with no utopia. The real sannyasin, the real mystic, is not against the past, is not for the future. He is so utterly absorbed by the present that he has no time, no energy for the past and the future. This is how the rebel is born. The rebel is the most beautiful phenomenon in the world. Buddha is a rebel. So is Jesus. Atisha is a rebel. So is Kabir. These are rebels. You will misunderstand them if you think about them as if they were revolutionaries. They were not. Neither they were reactionaries. Their orientation is totally different. Their orientation is now, here. They don't live for any ideal. And they don't live against any ideal. They don't have any ideals. No ideology exists in their consciousness. The sheer purity of this moment, they live it, they enjoy it, they sing it, they dance it, and when the next moment comes, they live the next moment with the same joy, with the same cheerfulness. They move moment to moment. They don't plan ahead. That's why in the East, where mystics have been a great force, nothing like communism has happened. The idea is Western. The idea cannot be conceived to have happened to the Eastern consciousness. And nothing like future utopias, Moore's utopia, or other utopias. There are so many utopian socialists. Nothing like that has happened either. But something totally different. A Buddha, a Atisha, individuals living moment to moment in such sheer joy that their joy is contagious. Whosoever comes in their contact is overwhelmed, it starts looking at reality with new eyes. They give you a new insight into the here now. This is just freedom. Meditate over it. There is no need for any psychology either. That's why psychology has not happened in the East. There is no need to go into the past traumas. And in fact, even if you go into the past traumas, you are never free of them. Maybe you become more accepting, more understanding, but you are never free of them. Mind is so vast. You can always choose few fragments which will be satisfying to a particular philosophy, to a particular psychology, to a particular therapy. Man is a vast continent. Man is not a small phenomenon. It can contain many Freuds, many Jungs, many Adlers. And you can always choose. There is so much in you that you can always find ways of choosing certain fragments which fit with the therapy you are going through. The East has not created anything like communism, and it has not created anything like psychoanalysis for a certain reason. The reason is that the mystic is not trying to be free from the past. The mystic is not trying to be free for something in the future. The mystic's effort for freedom, what he calls moksha, total freedom, has nothing to do with that which is no more and has nothing to do with that which is not yet. His whole concern is this moment, this small, crystal clear moment. And to be in this moment is to be in meditation. To be utterly in this moment is to be in meditation. And when meditation happens, you will see two wings growing in you. One will be of love, and they both will start growing together.
You've lighted the fire. and I keep on loving you. And I keep on loving you, 'cause you have light the fire. And I keep on loving you. Step after step, merging into this moment.
I had to choose today between two different meditations. One is about freedom and the other one is about aloneness. I have chosen the one about aloneness. You are alone, absolutely alone. This has to be understood very clearly. The moment a person becomes conscious, he becomes alone. the greater the consciousness, the greater the awareness that you are alone. So, do not escape from this fact through society, friends, associations, crowds. Do not escape from it. It is a great phenomena. The whole process of evolution has been working towards this. Consciousness has come to the point now where you know that you are alone.
Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah.
is almost it for today. You were listening in this program to music created by Praful, Vedant Anando, Maduro, Karunesh, and Miten. Stay tuned to Osho Radio. Until next week, bye-bye.
Dancing with you.